Now, New Path Music are holding an autumn festival in Beverly next week. This is one I was talking about earlier. It sounds gorgeous. There'll be live music and we'll also celebrate Beverly's Georgian heritage, as sponsored by the Georgian Society. And here to tell us more is Artistic Director Libby Burgess. Hello, Libby. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, I'm well. Thanks. Thanks for chatting.
No bother. Nice to have you. So first of all, tell me a little bit about this festival and why and how it was created.
Well, we set up New Path in 2016, primarily because Roland and I, who set it up together, love the town of Beverly, think that it's the perfect place for making amazing music, and wanted to have an excuse to share the place with musicians and music lovers from the area and from further afield. So we've done 10 festivals since then, across all sorts of different spaces in the town. We use the Minster and St Mary's, we use the East Reading Theatre, we use Tolgavel Church and the Memorial Hall. There's all these amazing spaces in the town, and people love it.
So this festival in particular is different because it celebrates actually Beverly's Georgian heritage. Tell us a little bit about that then, and why you wanted to kind of pair the two together.
Well, I think when people picture the town of Beverly, there are so many of the parts of the town that do come from that Georgian era. You know, the Market Cross is so iconic, the Beverly Arms, these amazing streets, North Bar within, North Bar without, with these beautiful Georgian buildings. And so we wanted to kind of dig into that bit of the town's history in a way. We always tend to be inspired by the place itself and its kind of history and its stories and its people. And so we are very lucky this year to be sponsored by the Georgian Society for East Yorkshire. And so we are programming music from that time. Amazing music by Mozart, the big serenade Grand Partita, which features in the film Amadeus, a program of Bach motets with singers from some of the best choirs in the country, a set of all five of Beethoven's cello sonatas using five of the different amazing cellists that we work with, which is sort of an exploration of Beethoven's life in a way, from when he was a young man setting mm-hmm. out to when he was later in life and unwell and struggling. But we're also, I guess, thinking about what that era was about. So there was a lot of sort of exploring different parts of the world. There was a lot of invention, a lot of discovery. And so we've got programs that are inspired by that as well, by kind of voyaging on the high seas or by cataloguing the English language, a program inspired by the first ever dictionary of the English language. So really all sorts of kind of aspects of that time.
Right. And the idea is that you're going to be performing at various places. So St. Mary's, Church of the Minster, and also then it's an atmospheric Saturday night finale inspired by the autumn equinox, which sounds gorgeous. Who have you got performing then, Libby?
We've got a bunch of 35 musicians from across the country and beyond, all gathering in Beverly. So we've got a couple of fabulous singers, Claire Barnett-Jones, who won the Audience Prize at Cardiff Singer of the World 2 years ago, James Newby, who is a BBC New Generation artist. So these are really the best people out there at what they do, coming to perform in Tolgavel Church. We've got an amazing selection of string players and wind players, and this special vocal consort that we've put together with singers from Deep Sea Singers and Monteverdi Choir and St Paul's Cathedral, and these, you know, amazing iconic groups all coming together, especially for this music in Beverly. So we've got 20 events across the 3 days, and as you say, the closer is this celebration of the autumn equinox. Next Saturday is the autumn equinox. So we wanted to explore that a little bit, to program about sort of what autumn means to people in different parts of the world. So some of it celebrates the northern lights, which are really present at that time of year up in Scandinavia. Thinking about sort of the end of life as well, which for a lot of people I think feels quite autumnal, but also the kind of just the crisp, crunchy autumn leaves and all of that as well. So it's a real mixture of a program. And
lovely.
Actually, I think that's a program that's particularly great for people who perhaps don't go to concerts regularly. It's a really kind of approachable program. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun way to end.
Well, it sounds beautiful. How can people get tickets, Libby? It's taking place next weekend, isn't it, from the 21st to the 23rd of September?
That's right.
So where can we get tickets? And is there information where people can see what's on and where?
Absolutely. So the musicians actually start rehearsing in Beverley tomorrow, but then we kick off on Thursday morning, Thursday the 21st, and go through till Saturday evening. All of the events are listed on our website, which is newpassmusic.com. And the tickets can be bought online or from the Tourist Information Centre in Beverley, who also have all of the information.
Lovely. I can't believe I didn't realise that Thursday is the 21st of September. That has flown past, hasn't it?
I know, hasn't it?
September is just flying.
Believe
Listen,
me, it's come round fast.
I bet it has. Libby, it sounds absolutely gorgeous and I'm sure loads of people will want to go to that. Is there a price for the tickets?
The tickets start from £5 and work up from there. And we also have a golden ticket scheme, which means that anyone who is under 18 or in full-time education can come to anything for free. But it's just worth them reserving that ahead to make sure they've got a space.
Wonderful. Libby, thank you so much for your time and enjoy it, won't you?
Thank you so much.
Take good care. Libby Burgess telling us about their autumn festival next week. Artistic director, of course, of New Paths Music. And they're putting on that autumn festival. Now, it starts on Thursday and then goes through, of course, until the 23rd of September. So 21st till the 23rd of September. And as she mentioned there, you can go online there and get tickets. Newpathsmusic.com. Festival tickets start from as little as £5. And festival passes offer discounts for those attending multiple events. And tickets can also be bought from Beverley Tourist Information or online. And all details of the events are at all the W's, newpathsmusic.com. That sounds like a gorgeous few days, isn't it? Yeah, I was saying I'm looking forward to autumn, but now, yeah, it's coming a little bit quickly, isn't it? I'm not sure I'm quite finished with the summer.